positive events. It's another form of rewiring your brain and redirecting your thought patterns. And apart from that, it just makes you feel good to remember the nice stuff that happened. Spells to battle stress. Managing stress and anxiety improves your daily functioning, enabling you to cope more effectively with the very situations that can stress you. Managing stress can improve your physical, mental, and emotional health, as well as support your self-esteem and confidence. See the section on meditation in Chapter 4 for more techniques that can help you cope with stress. Fill yourself with light. Taking a few minutes to fill yourself with light can give you the mental break you need to reset your headspace. It can also function like a quick cleanse of your aura, personal energy that surrounds you. This is an excellent way to take hold of yourself if you are stressed or panicky. What to do? 1. Center and ground. 2. Close your eyes and take 3 slow breaths. With each breath in, imagine yourself drawing in light through your nose or mouth. With each breath, imagine your body filling with light. After your 3rd breath, breathe normally, eyes still closed, enjoying the sensation of being filled with light. Note how it makes you feel emotionally as well as physically. 3. Allow the light to begin to expand past your body into your aura. As it passes into the aura, imagine it beginning to sparkle. Imagine sparkles loosening and clearing away any negativity or unwanted energy clinging to your aura. 4. When you feel that you are done, take 1 final deep breath and exhale with conviction. Allow the visualization to fade, then open your eyes. Transformation. Sometimes you can feel stuck in a rut. You know you were headed somewhere, but along the way you either derailed or ran out of steam. The transformation you seek feels stalled. In cases like this, grand gestures can do more to destabilize you than help. Instead, work for patience and clarity to help you refocus, and open yourself to change to help ease the transformation. What you need: white candle and candle holder, matches or lighter, clear quartz stone. What to do? 1. Cleanse the materials according to your chosen methods. See Chapter 1. 2. Center and ground. Light the white candle and hold the quartz crystal in your hands. Close your eyes and breathe evenly, bringing your body and spirit to a sense of equilibrium. 3. When you are ready, lift the quartz crystal and hold it to your forehead. 4. Say, "I call on light to help me see clearly. May I be open to the change working in my life. May I have the patience to allow it the time it needs to develop, to gestate, to unfold, and to weave itself into my life securely. May this change be for the best and benefit me and those I hold dear. It is so." Exercise. 5 things that stress you. As uncomfortable as it may be, sometimes you need to take time to think about things that trigger anxiety. It is valuable to know what knocks you off balance or what clouds your thought process, because the situation is ratcheting up your stress level. Take the time to think about things that stress you. Then make this list in a safe place in a calm frame of mind. What you need: journaling candle in a candle holder. See Chapter 1. Journaling incense. See Chapter 1. Self-care journal. Pen or pencil. What to do? 1. Center and ground. 2. Light the journaling candle and incense. Open your journal to a new page and mark the date and topic. 3. Take a few moments to settle yourself comfortably. Close your eyes and breathe deeply for a few breaths. 4. In this safe place, think honestly about what situations create stress. Write them down as they come to you. If you prefer, write down your thoughts as they come in a stream of consciousness record, then sift out the distilled points at the end of the exercise. 5. Don't make excuses and don't judge as you write. In order for this exercise to be as valuable as possible, you have to be as honest as you can. 6. Don't worry if you can't be very precise about your stressors. The mind spends a lot of time avoiding thinking too hard about danger and things that can trigger stress, since even thinking about stressors can elicit a response similar to those caused by a real-life stress encounter. Do the best you can in this session. 7. If at any time you find yourself having a stressful reaction beyond what you feel you can handle, allow yourself to end the journaling session. Return to it a day or two later. Don't avoid it for too long. The point of this exercise is to recognize and isolate the situations that stress you so that you can work to head them off or learn to cope better during them. 8. To finish the session, close your journal. Close your eyes and breathe deeply for a few breaths, then open your eyes and extinguish the candle and incense. Alternatively, you may allow both to burn out on their own. Organization and planning help. One of the things that probably stresses you the most is how to break larger tasks down into manageable ones. Here's a list of suggestions. Look at the due date of a task or deadline you are facing. List all the elements of the project that need to be addressed before then. Assign smaller due dates to smaller elements of the project. Start with the parts that later parts will be dependent on. Build wiggle room into your schedule to account for illness or other emergencies you may have to handle. Don't procrastinate. Don't let all the work fall on the shoulders of future you. That's an abuse of your own energy and disrespect of your future self. Use alarms, reminders, pretty sticky notes, a calendar grid with different colored markers to note various steps of your process. Anything and everything that can help you stay on top of what needs to be done and when. There are also some magical things you can do to lessen the stress of planning and organizing, including making a special charm bag and keeping track of your self-care. Planning and organization charm bag. You can make a small charm bag or bottle to help you cope with keeping everything organized. Brown jasper, a kind of quartz, helps with long-term energy maintenance. Mint helps with focus. And ylang ylang and bergamot oils help with staying calm while still attentive. What you need. Small bowl for mixing. 1 teaspoon dried mint. 3 drops ylang ylang essential oil. 2 drops bergamot essential oil. Brown jasper stone. Small bag or sachet, color of your choice, or small glass bottle or jar. What to do? 1. Start by cleansing and or purifying your supplies as per your preferred method. See Chapter 1. 2. Center and ground. 3. Place the mint in the bowl, saying, "Mint, bring me focus so that I can keep my mind on my tasks." 4. Add the drops of ylang ylang essential oil to the mint, saying, "Ylang ylang, bring me your peace and serenity so that I remain calm in the face of my schedule." 5. Add the drops of bergamot essential oil, saying, "Bergamot, bring me clarity and confidence." 6. Hold the brown jasper and say, "I call on your energies of management and organization. Bring me long-term capability to schedule, plan, and manage my time." Place it in the bowl. 7. Stir with your fingers, saying, "I am calm, I am focused, I manage my time confidently. So may it be." 8. Pour or scoop the mix into the sachet or jar and tie it closed or put the lid on. Hang or place it next to your wall calendar, or carry it with your agenda or journal. Tip. If you make a miniature version of this, it could be small enough to tie onto your agenda or journal as a charm or hang on your calendar. Track your self-care. If you struggle with a chronic condition or are overwhelmed by trying to organize your life, start by tracking only 3 or 4 of your self-care successes at once. Recognizing a success can give you the sense of accomplishment that helps support a positive mood. Instead of writing on loose paper, you could use your self-care journal or start a separate small notebook for habit tracking. What you need. Paper or notebook. Pen. What to do. 1. For a simple self-care tracker covering the basics of self-care, draw a chart with a row for each day of the month and 4 columns. Label the first column hours of sleep, the second, ate properly, the third, exercised. If exercise is a trigger word for you, label it moved instead, and the fourth, something kind I did for myself. This covers self-care basics, adequate rest, adequate food and movement, and one act of self-care that doesn't classify as belonging in one of the previous columns. 2. Write the hours of sleep you got in as soon as you wake up. At the end of each day, think back and mark off the other three columns, or mark them off as you accomplish them during the day. 3. The moving or exercise column can cover things like walking to the bus stop or to work from the subway, taking a 5-minute brisk walk at lunch, remembering to sit back and stretch regularly at work, doing the vacuuming, mowing the lawn, anything that gets you moving. 4. Over time, you'll be able to see your patterns of sleep, movement, and self-nourishment. This will allow you to pat yourself on the back for the successes as well as target weak spots to focus on in order to improve your self-care. Slow down and treat yourself. Treating yourself is a fun way to engage in some self-care. We often think of a treat being food or drink or some sort of retail therapy, but it can be curling up with a book and a cup of tea or sitting in the sun with a cat on your lap. Don't multitask by combining your treats, unless you specifically design one as something stacked, a fancy coffee while reading a good book, for example. If you overload your treat time, you'll lose out on the full experience of enjoying each aspect, and the self-care might become perfunctory. There are a few things to keep in mind about treating yourself. If your treat is commonplace, it won't be a treat. Try to keep it as something special that you only do every once in a while. Alternatively, schedule a smaller treat as me time on a regular basis and stick to it as ongoing self-care. Choose something you wouldn't do ordinarily or that you do rarely. Or perhaps it's something you do already, but you want to do it in a different way. Even grocery shopping at a different time on your own can be seen as a treat if doing it with children at peak hours is your usual mode of operation. Remember, it all depends on your context. The important thing about a treat is that it has to be experienced mindfully. What's the point of scheduling yourself a treat if you're not going to pay attention while doing it? Mindful treat. What to do? 1. Before you actually begin your treat, close your eyes and take a bit of time to be in the moment. Let all the things that have been dogging you melt away. It's just you and whatever you've chosen as your treat. In your mind, say, "This time is mine. I declare it so." 2. Take the time to really enjoy all the dimensions of your treat. Watch people. Notice the sense of the area you're in. Taste things mindfully. Enjoy the sensations of turning pages or discovering the story in your book or on your e-reader. 3. If you can't fully settle into your treat time, don't force it. And don't allow yourself to be irritated that it isn't as special as you want it to be. Not every moment of your self-care will be blissful, but it will be time spent doing what you have chosen to do, and that's important. Tip: naturally, mindfulness will be different if you're in a crowd or with a group of friends for your treat. Adjust your expectations and roll on. Clear your energy. An important aspect of physical self-care is hygiene. Washing your face, showering or bathing, brushing your hair. All these serve to keep you clean and tidy. The same sort of attention should be paid to your personal energy. Your aura or personal energy field can collect all sorts of unwanted grit and murky energy. Keeping it tidy means you're tending to its well-being. Clearing energy debris. It's never a bad time to shake up the negative energy that has collected around your aura. Brush off the cobwebs with this visualization. Note: banishing is usually associated with a counterclockwise movement. Try this visualization with the wind flowing around you counterclockwise first. If it feels odd, try it with the wind circling clockwise around you instead. Or try each and make notes on the differences. Then choose a direction in the future that best suits the results you're looking for at that particular moment. What to do? 1. Ground and center. 2. Imagine wind, warm wind. Hear it. Feel it stir your hair, your clothing. Let it increase until it plays around you in a gentle, cyclone-like motion. Imagine it polishing off the dull, murky spots on your aura, flaking away any negative energy that has built up on it. Let the wind play around your aura until you feel that the energy is clean. Be open to receiving love. It sounds obvious, but a lot of the time our thought patterns or subconscious guilt or beliefs about ourselves push love away. The following spell affirms that you are open to receiving love and self-care. Receive love. This spell is one you may have to perform on a regular basis to remind yourself and reaffirm that you are open to receiving love, both from others and yourself. What you need: matches or a lighter, rose or jasmine incense and a censer, 6 pink candles and candle holders, tea lights or birthday candles work well, rose quartz stone, pen or marker. What to do: 1. Center and ground. 2. Light the incense. 3. Place one candle in the center of your workspace. Place one to each side and slightly behind it. Set the next two slightly in front and to either side of the first candle, a bit closer than the previous two. Place the final candle in front of the first candle, closer to you than the previous two. The candles should be in the rough shape of a heart. 4. Hold the rose quartz between your hands, saying, "I am receptive to love and care. I welcome love." 5. Place the rose quartz in the center of the heart shape. Begin to light the candles, saying as you light each one, "I welcome love. I deserve love. I am loved." 6. Stay there for a bit, feeling love surround you and feeling love for the universe. You can allow the candles to burn out before you wrap up, easier with the birthday candles, tea lights burn for 4 to 6 hours, or snuff the candles and incense out and keep them for the next time you do this spell. Once they're cool, slip them into a zip-top bag and label it. Carry the rose quartz with you. Create a treasure bag for self-care. Some of the spells in this book will suggest that you carry stones, small pouches, written things, and so forth with you. It might get a bit unwieldy having all those things lurking at the bottom of your briefcase or backpack. Why not make a treasure bag for them? A pouch that serves as a master container for all the magical self-care odds and ends. Self-care treasure bag. You can use any kind of fabric you like for this treasure bag, but avoid really light fabrics like chiffon or gauze. You can scale the size up or down too. This version makes a pouch roughly 7 inches by 4 inches. What you need: 2 rectangles of fabric, approximately 8 inches by 10 inches each, sewing straight pins, scissors, sewing needle and thread, color of your choice, iron and ironing board, strip of ribbon about 8 inches long, approximately 1/4 inch wide. What to do: 1. Place the 2 rectangles of fabric right sides together, lining up the edges. Pin the layers of fabric together along the 2 longer sides. Cut one of the short ends of the rectangles into a shallow point, about 1 inch deep. This will be the flap of the pouch. Pin the edges of this closed as well. 2. Sew the 2 long sides and the point closed with a running stitch, leaving about a 1/4 inch seam allowance. 3. Turn the pouch inside out. 4. Iron the seams. Fold about 1/2 inch of the open end to the inside all around and iron that as well. Pin the opening together. Sew the open end closed with a running stitch. 5. Fold the bottom up, lining up the corners just under where the angle of the flap begins. Pin in place and sew up the sides. 6. Cut the ribbon into 2 equal pieces. On the inside of the point, sew one end of a piece of ribbon. Fold the flap down and make note of where the point rests against the front of the pouch. About an inch below that, sew the end of the second piece of ribbon. 7. To use, slip your magical self-care objects inside. Tie closed with the ribbons. Tips: if you have a sewing machine, you can use it instead of hand sewing the seams. You can use fabric paint to decorate your pouch, or add iron-on or sew-on patches, or sew pretty buttons on it. A decorative button on the point of the flap will cover any stitches that show through from sewing on the ribbon. You can draw magical symbols on it, too, to reinforce health, protection, or other areas. Check out my book, Protection Spells, for ideas. Be willing to accept failure. Being willing to accept failure is incredibly difficult. It means you have to admit that success is not guaranteed, and that you might fail even if you do all the right things. But being willing to fail means that you get to take risks that could yield amazing outcomes. And one of the things you need to understand is that a mistake isn't a failure. It's proof that you're trying. And every time you try, you learn a little more about whatever it is that you're hoping to accomplish. Bonus, you learn a little more about yourself as well. Everything is a learning experience. It may not necessarily be an enjoyable experience, but it's always valuable. Spell to be willing to risk failure. The fear of failure can paralyze you. The reluctance to make decisions or take steps can often be traced back to the fear of failing in some way. To succeed, however, you have to accept the risk of failure, as well as the risk of success. Sometimes that too can be a scary prospect. To help yourself be more willing to risk failure, try this spell. What you need. Small bowl. Tiger's eye stone. Pinch crumbled or ground sage. Pinch crumbled or ground cinnamon. Pinch dried rose petals. 1 drop bergamot essential oil. 1 drop pine essential oil. 1 drop neroli essential oil. What to do? 1. Cleanse your supplies according to your preferred method. See Chapter 1. 2. Center and ground. 3. Set the bowl in the center of your workspace. 4. Place the tiger's eye in the bowl, saying, "Tiger's eye, bring me confidence and strength." 5. Place the pinch of sage in the bowl, saying, "Sage, share with me your wisdom." 6. Place the pinch of cinnamon in the bowl, saying, "Cinnamon, lend me spiritual growth." 7. Place the pinch of dried rose in the bowl, saying, "Rose, strengthen my self-acceptance." 8. Add the drop of bergamot oil, saying, "Bergamot, bring clarity of mind." 9. Add the drop of pine oil, saying, "Pine, reinforce my inner strength." 10. Add the drop of neroli, saying, "Neroli, deepen my inner calm." 11. Stir the blend with a finger. Hold your hands over it, visualizing energy being drawn up from the earth, through your core, and down to your hands. Imagine the blend glowing with white light. 12. Say, "I am secure in myself. I have the confidence to risk failure. I am blessed with optimism and value my abilities. Failure is not a reflection of my value as a person. If this is not to be at this moment, I gain valuable insight and grow in strength and wisdom." 13. Remove the tiger's eye and carry it with you. Sprinkle the rest of the blend outdoors. Finding equilibrium. If you feel buffeted by change or uncertainty, a spell to reinforce your equilibrium can help. This is good for emotional equilibrium as well as general balance in your life. The blue lace agate in this spell carries energies associated with calm, balance, and composure, while the rhodochrosite represents comfort, balance, and stability. Spell for equilibrium. The quickest and easiest way to access a method of rebalancing is to center, ground, and either shunt off excess energy to the earth, or draw what you need up to replace missing energy in your own system. This spell is a different approach. What you need. Pale blue or pale lavender candle and candle holder. Matches or lighter. Blue lace agate stone. Rhodochrosite stone. What to do. 1. Cleanse the stones according to your preferred method. See Chapter 1. 2. Center and ground. 3. Light the candle. 4. Hold one stone in each hand. Close your eyes and feel the weight in your palms. Slowly start to gently rock back and forth, lifting one hand while lowering the other. Keep the movement very slight at first. While you rock, say, flow, ebb, ebb, flow. Bring me balance. Stability, show. 5. As you chant, increase your movement, bringing your body into play as well. Keep chanting until you feel your energy peak. 6. Focus on the stones again and slow your movement incrementally until you are standing still with your eyes closed, a stone in each cupped hand. Feel the sense of floating and lightness you now have. Murmur the chant one final time, then open your eyes. 7. Allow the candle to burn out. Keep the stones and reuse them whenever you need to. Accepting your limits. Like it or not, you can't do everything. This spell helps you accept that you have limits, that you cannot take everything on. Boundaries exist to help keep us healthy, and establishing them, then defending them, is a valuable part of self-care. Not only do you have to defend them from other people, sometimes you have to defend them from yourself. It's very easy to think, oh, I'll just do this one little thing, and then suddenly it's been 100 little instances of just this, and you're wondering why you feel like you're falling apart. The obsidian in this spell, while excellent at repelling negativity, also helps you get in touch with your shadow side. If you are unconsciously sabotaging your own limits, using obsidian may help you recognize that. Spell to help accept limits. Sometimes you're supposed to stop. Sometimes you're supposed to understand that overextending yourself is a bad plan. This spell helps you accept your limits. What you need. A photo or item representing yourself. White candle and candle holder. Matches or lighter. 4 obsidian stones. 4 hematite stones. 1 labradorite stone. Salt. What to do. 1. Cleanse your supplies according to your preferred method. See Chapter 1. 2. Center and ground. 3. Set your photo in the center of your workspace. Place the candle a few inches behind it. 4. Light the candle, saying, I illuminate my boundaries and see them clearly. 5. Place the obsidian stones around the photo on a square, one at each corner. The obsidians in the top corners should be between the photo and the candle. Say, my limits defend me. 6. Place the hematites around the photo as well, between each obsidian. If your photo were a clock face, the hematites would be at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. Say, my limits protect me. 7. Place the labradorite on or next to your photo or item, saying, my limits are strong. 8. Sprinkle the salt in a circle around the candle, photo, and stones. Sit before the circle, repeating, my limits defend me. My limits protect me. My limits are strong. 9. When you feel you are done, extinguish the candle. You may choose to cleanse the stones and return them to your supplies, or keep them with your photo somewhere safe. Do the latter if you feel that repeating the spell regularly would benefit you. The struggle of depression. When you're depressed, pushing yourself to do things can actually be detrimental. If you'd sprained an ankle running, you wouldn't keep running on it, right? You'd take time to heal first, then start doing physical therapy to strengthen it again, and reintroduce activity little by little. A sprained ankle isn't a failure, it's a temporary setback. Think the same way for depression. A depressive episode, or non-chronic depression associated with stress, is a sign that you need to rest and heal. Depression is not a sign of failure in any sense of the word. It affects how your life goes, and you need to roll with that idea until you've healed. It's also important to remember that progress in any part of your life isn't always measured by moving visibly closer to a goal. Sometimes it's defined as pausing so that you can care for yourself, or pausing to take a side quest to prepare for better success on the main path further along. Accepting that a pause may be necessary to take care of yourself as an investment in later success is an important aspect of self-care, magical and otherwise. It's especially important if you're struggling with depression. If you suspect that you are suffering from clinical depression, don't minimize it. Please go speak to a healthcare professional. Depression is a sign from your body and spirit that they need help. Spell to embrace depression. Embracing doesn't mean permanent acceptance. It means understanding that depression is a sign that you need to attend to yourself, to be extra gentle, to care for yourself. It is an essential step on the way to dealing with it and hopefully moving past it. If you know you are depressed or have been diagnosed with depression, use this spell to accept the diagnosis and remind yourself that you are worthy of love. What you need: white or gold candle and candle holder, matches or lighter, white rose, vase with water, rose quartz stone. What to do: 1. Cleanse your supplies according to your preferred method. See Chapter 1. 2. Center and ground. 3. Light the candle, saying, "The light of my light shines in the darkness always." 4. Pick up the rose and hold the flower to your cheek. Close your eyes and breathe in the scent. Feel the delicacy of the petals. 5. Say, "Delicate does not mean weak. I am worthy of love and care, both from myself and others. I am fragile, but not broken. I recognize that my limits have been redrawn and accept that I must heal." 6. Place the rose in the vase and place the vase next to the candle. 7. Pick up the rose quartz and brush it gently against the petals of the white rose. Then bring it to your forehead and gently brush it against your skin. Lower it to your chest and hold it against your heart. 8. Say, "Wounded, not dead. Weak, not broken. With love and care, I will heal and be stronger than before. My future is full of love and light." 9. Place the rose quartz at the base of the candle next to the vase with the rose. Allow the candle to burn out. Carry the rose quartz with you. Tip: when the rose begins to wilt, pull the petals off gently and use them in making magical rose beads. See Chapter 4. The benefits of unplugging. While reaching out to friends can be a welcome form of support, there are times when the flurry of information and keeping up with everyone and their news and postings can make you tired. Sometimes the easiest and smartest thing to do if you're feeling overwhelmed is to unplug. Take a break from the phone, the news, social media, and electronic forms of entertainment. Explore a slower kind of relaxation. If you plan on taking a break from phone calls, texts, or social media, be kind and let friends know so they don't worry about you. Unplugging helps you refocus on yourself instead of being pulled in a zillion different directions. Those directions may all be important, but you are just as important. Unplugging allows you to focus on being in the moment, here and now. It helps you step away from the emotional roller coaster that you ride reacting to a friend's story, a news article, or outrage over worldwide events. Unplugging gives you the chance to remember who you are at your core. Here are some things you can try once you shut off the noise of the news cycle and social media. Listen to music. This is something that is often done as an accompaniment or background to other activities. Take time to actually listen to the depth and richness of your preferred music. You may notice things you've never noticed before. Read something for pleasure. A physical book or magazine is ideal, but you can use an e-reader or a reading app on your smartphone or tablet as long as you disconnect from the internet while doing it. Don't let notifications distract you. And don't let an idle, "I'll just look this one thing up," derail your mindful activity time. Work with your hands for a bit. Draw, paint, garden, cook, bake, craft. Why not check out some of the magical and spiritual self-care activities in Chapter 4 to explore creativity, or some of the recipes in Chapter 3? As passionate as you are about the causes you support and the freedoms you defend, sometimes trying to stay on top of the news and outreach can exhaust you. Sometimes it's best for you to step back from it all and heal your stress in order to be in tip-top shape to get back into the fight. But not everyone has the privilege of stepping away, you might say. How can I take the option to step out of the ring when there are people dying, starving, being oppressed? You ask. Comparing your personal state to someone else's is a recipe for ducking out of self-care. Someone will always be worse off. That doesn't mean you should avoid taking care of yourself right now. Live to fight another day. Take time off to recharge and regroup, and bring your best self back to support your cause. Setting boundaries. Boundaries are an important part of self-care, helping to keep you balanced and whole. They protect you from an onslaught of energy and people claiming your time. If you have a problem saying no to people, perhaps your boundaries need to be strengthened. In magic, we think of a personal shield as a form of energy boundary. There are other kinds of boundaries, however, that are important in self-care. We all have limits, and innate limits are there to help us defend our physical, mental, and emotional health. Many people who practice magic, who self-identify as a witch or pagan, or who otherwise work with natural energies, also self-identify as healers in some way. When you work as a healer, you have to be very careful to set firm boundaries, otherwise you can end up lost in someone else's pain. Being there for someone and supporting them can wear you down to a point where you can't focus properly on your own affairs. You can feel tethered to your phone, reluctant to go to sleep in case someone needs you, feel guilty for forgetting about them by having a good time somewhere. Helping friends through tough times is a wonderful, loving thing to do, but you can only do it successfully if you are in the right place to do so mentally and otherwise. Sometimes you reach a point in supporting other people where it becomes detrimental to your own health, be it emotional, spiritual, or physical. When you exhaust yourself, you need help too. Telling someone that you need a break and drawing boundaries is incredibly difficult. Be honest and communicate clearly. Explain your own situation, your own feelings. Don't feel guilty for needing space. Try using these statements to communicate your need for setting boundaries for your time and energy. I love you. I care for you. In order to keep helping you, I need some space to heal myself. I am worried that in my current state, I can't support you the way I want to. I'm concerned that I will say the wrong thing, that I will misguide you or cause more harm than good. There is a lot going on in my life, and I can't stay on top of it. What should you offer your friend instead of an all-access pass to your time and energy? Suggest time windows. Remind them that you care, and that is why you are making sure that you are accessible at specific times to them. Suggest talking about other interests with them, not just the hard stuff. Treating your inner child. A term you may know is inner child, which describes the childlike aspect of an individual's identity. A semi-autonomous part of your character subordinate to the waking conscious mind. Carl Jung perceived it as the child archetype, a link to a person's past self, childhood experiences, and emotion, part of the foundation of an individual's adult developed self. Popular psychology associates potential, creativity, and expression with the inner child. As adults, sometimes we're drawn to toys or fun stuff that we certainly don't need on a practical level, but that we want anyhow. We often deny ourselves indulging in this sort of fun because money has more important places to go, or because we're grown up and we don't need stupid stuff like that. And yet, we still wish. The inner child concept can help you explore the idea of self-care. For example, we are often very hard on ourselves, using negative self-talk or setting ridiculously high standards that we wouldn't apply to friends or children. If you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, this is ridiculous. I'm so stupid. I'll never get this right. Pause and ask yourself if you would say that to a child, or allow a child to say it without offering him or her emotional support. Self-care is nurturing yourself on a daily basis. If you think of the simple wants and needs of a child, perhaps doing so can give you a different perception of the kind of self-care you need. Many sorts of little things can delight a child. A surprise ice cream outing for no specific reason. A new pack of markers. putting shiny stickers on calendar squares when counting down to an event, going for a walk in the rain and dropping leaves into storm runoff. They may not be what your particular inner child wants or needs, but allow yourself the opportunity to think about what your inner child might enjoy. And remember to always parent your inner child with love and respect. Comfort objects. Did you have a beloved stuffed animal or blanket as a child? One that got battered and worn, but you still carried it everywhere you could? Comfort objects like this help you transition from known situations to unknown ones by giving you a sense of continuity and of being cared for. As adults, we sometimes intentionally deprive ourselves of comfort in an odd attempt to prove that we don't need it. Using childhood comfort objects can signal nurturing to your inner child. As an adult, there's nothing wrong with having a special object like a doll or stuffed animal that makes you feel happy or comforted when you see it. Don't go overboard. Do you really have room for an entire set of collectibles or a line of action figures? But if there's something you want that would bring you comfort, this is the opportunity to indulge. Bonus points if you can snuggle it during self-care breaks, or place it where you can see it often so it will make you smile. Self-care at work. Work is a challenging place. You have to deal with the energy of many different people and work to a schedule that may not be ideal for your personal rhythms. Your workplace culture may also place unnecessary emphasis on overtime, skipping lunch, and next to impossible deadlines, thanks to poor scheduling or overambitious projects and not enough team members to support the work required. But there are ways to cope. Review the Casting a Circle exercise in Chapter 1. Use this exercise as a personal shield to help keep negative energy at arm's length. For more techniques to defend your personal energy in the workplace, see my book, Protection Spells. Positive visualization and affirmations are easy and effective techniques to help you incorporate self-care into your workday. Try incorporating timed work sessions and breaks into your day. Set alarms on your phone or activity tracker to take regular breaks to stretch and rest your eyes. Try building a vision board specifically for work, focusing on your self-care goals in terms of the workplace. If you're shy about displaying it, make it small, around 5 inches by 7 inches, and put it in a photo frame. Then tell anyone who gives it an odd look that it's inspirational art. Make a collection of items that are important to you, that inspire calm and focus when you look at them. Pick a pretty bowl or a jar and place stones in it, small figures and trinkets. Stones that are ideal to include are jasper for strength, clear quartz for energy, rose quartz for self-love and positive energy, amethyst for protection, and sodalite for wisdom. Stay in the moment. Self-care has a lot to do with being in the moment and keeping yourself from worrying about the past, the future, or things over which you have no control, such as the opinions of others. Here's a list of reminders to read now and then to keep yourself on the right track at work. Break larger tasks down and delegate what you can. Set priorities and drop the other stuff if you need to, without guilt. Communicate as often and as clearly as you can when you see problems looming. It's better to alert people that you'll be a day late delivering something than to overwork yourself hitting the initial deadline and render yourself useless for the next few days. Set boundaries and stick to them. Say no when someone asks you to help with something if you don't have the time. Be organized. Disorder not only creates chaotic energy, it makes it harder to keep track of what your priorities are and the material you need to meet your goals. Outline short-term goals or break larger goals down into a series of short-term goals. The pleasure you obtain from making smaller goals will carry you forward to the next task. Celebrate hitting goals too. Remember that things don't need to be perfect. They just need to be good enough. Remember to breathe deeply now and then to replenish your oxygen levels and help release tension in your body. Mini self-care disconnection to recenter at work. Being at work can make being mindful and taking time for yourself a challenge. Here's a quick 5-minute activity to help you disconnect and recenter yourself. You can even do it on the way to the restroom. Pick one on another floor to change up the things you see. What to do? 1. Either at lunchtime or on a break, go for a short walk. If you work in a high-rise, go down to the lobby. Bonus points if you take the stairs there or back for all or part of the way. 2. As you walk, notice your breathing. Observe your inhalation and exhalation without judgment. 3. Look at the things around you. Notice the colors, the textures, the quality of light. 4. Return to your workspace. Sit down and close your eyes. Take 3 deep, slow breaths. As you exhale each time, allow yourself to release any tension your body is carrying. 5. Return to work. You've just changed your mental and physical space for 5 minutes. Even that brief mental break, paired with physical movement and being mindful, can help you reset your mind. Tip: are you in the habit of working through lunch and or eating at your desk? You may think you get more work done that way, but it might actually not be true. Not allowing your brain and body a chance to be somewhere different can actually slow you down later in the day. Sometimes the adage, "A change is as good as a rest," has meaning. Stepping away from your desk allows you to get out of your regular environment, which can help reset your mind. Eating in a different place allows you to appreciate your food more. It's hard to be mindful when your focus is on work. You deserve time away from your desk. Chapter 3: Physical Self-Care. Physical health is an important element of self-care. Respect your body by nourishing it, caring for it, and celebrating it. Your body is the vehicle that houses your spirit and deserves honor for that. A healthy relationship with your body strengthens and supports the self-care work you do to keep your mind and spirit healthy. Self-esteem, self-love, and well-being are all intertwined, and the physical body often is shunted lower on the list of priorities when it comes to self-care. Topics like food, aging, clothing choice, rest, and exercise can carry uncomfortable associations rooted in past expectations or experiences, and make it hard for you to accept and love your physical body. You are worth it. The physical body is an important part of you and your self-care regime. This chapter explores ways to approach caring for the physical body. Stress and the physical body. High levels of stress can lead to an overtaxed immune system and is said to reduce the efficiency at which you digest food and extract nutrients from it. Stress interrupts sleep or lowers the quality of it. Stress leads to taking poor self-care, and that's something that needs to change in order to keep yourself in optimal shape physically and otherwise. If you have access to medical professionals and decent medical insurance, don't ignore the opportunity for annual medical and dental checkups. Catching potential problems before they become major issues can save you a lot of grief. If you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or an inordinate amount of stress, take those issues to your medical professional as well. Remember, these things are not weaknesses or failures. They're symptoms of your body's systems not working to optimal efficiency. Remember to hydrate. How can you forget something so simple as drinking water? Easily. You reach for caffeine to help you perk up and stay awake. You reach for soda for sweetness. You drink smoothies to maximize your protein or fruit and vegetable intake. Okay, that last one isn't so bad. But most people do need a lot more plain water than they actually drink. How do you remind yourself to drink water? Try this spell for making and programming a reusable cup to help you hydrate more and bring good health toward you. Making a magical water bottle. Even better than just purchasing and using a pretty cup is programming a container to draw health and happiness toward you, providing positive energy to draw into your body with every sip. What you need: reusable bottle or cup with lid and straw. Blank sheet of paper, 8 inches by 10 inches. Clear quartz crystal stone. Rose quartz stone. Sharpie marker, permanent ink. What to do? 1. Before you start, wash and dry the bottle or cup. 2. Center and ground. 3. Lay the blank piece of paper in the center of your workspace. Place the bottle in the center of the paper. Place the clear quartz crystal a couple of inches behind the cup and the rose quartz a couple of inches in front of it. With the Sharpie, draw an arrow leading from the clear quartz to the bottle, then from the bottle to the rose quartz. draw a final arrow from the rose quartz pointing to you. 4. Say, bottle, be for me an element in caring for my optimal health. Deliver hydration so that my body's thirst is quenched, so that my skin glows, so that my body is washed clean of toxins. Each sip draws happiness to me. I drink in joy and positive energy. It is so. 5. Pick up the bottle, turn it over, and write your name on the bottom of it. Say, with this I seal the spell. 6. Bring it to work and hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Rest your eyes. This is one of those things that we forget to do a lot. Use this exercise as the perfect way to take a couple of minutes out and reconnect with your inner self as well as rest your eyes. Exercise. Rest your eyes. What to do? 1. Center and ground. Close your eyes. 2. Breathe slowly and deeply 5 times, then begin repeating this affirmation, either aloud or in your head. I am relaxed and focused. I see clearly. 3. Continue breathing and repeating the affirmation for 2 to 3 minutes. 4. Open your eyes. Flex your hands and feet, then stretch your arms and legs. Roll your neck gently. Return to work. Nutrition as self-care. Proper eating habits are often the first things to go out the window when we are stressed. Perhaps you drop eating almost entirely because of time constraints or lack of appetite, guilty as charged. Or maybe your food intake gets shunted lower on your list of priorities, shoehorned in between other things on your to-do list, and you eat what is easy instead of what is optimal for your best care. Or you eat quickly because there's no more time. But eating is one of the most basic forms of self-care there is. Without adequate nutrition, you become incapable of handling your other daily tasks. Fatigue and low energy levels are all too common results. Your memory and mental clarity can also suffer. Essentially, you undermine your basic functioning. This isn't even about eating the right kinds of food. This is about covering your body's basic needs to function. Food also impacts mood. Mood is regulated by hormone production, which takes a hit when you short yourself on food that has adequate nutritional value. Listen to your body's needs in regard to food. Ever been hungry because you didn't provide your body with enough fuel? Or been lethargic and unable to focus because you've eaten a meal that was too big? Food can be tricky. Sometimes we get caught up in using food to reward ourselves, or as self-care in a less than constructive way, trying to cheer ourselves up with treats that may make us feel good emotionally, but that don't pack as great a reward for our nutritional levels. And sometimes, when you feel like most of your life is out of control, eating food becomes something that you can control. Remember, an extravagant food-based treat once in a while can be indulgent, but indulged too often, and it's no longer a treat. Energy is required to invest in food planning and preparation, which can be daunting if you are already struggling with anxiety, depression, a crazy schedule, or low energy levels. Your living conditions and income may not allow for proper food storage or preparation, which can also impact your ability to manage nutritional self-care. There's no magic bullet to fix problems with food, but you should do what you can whenever you can. To make planning easier, take 30 minutes a week to plan out meals so you're not caught 30 minutes before dinner wondering what to make. Order groceries online if you can. If not, make sure you have a master list of everything you'll need to make that week's meals. To make prepping easier, make extra and freeze some for days when you come home late and need to eat but have zero energy. Recipes. Fair warning. This section of the self-care book isn't overly concerned with calorie counting. The recipes are not extravagant, but they don't cut corners either. They are about comfort, about feeling good. Soups. Soups are a wonderful self-care food. They're thick and filling and warm and soft, and they're also easy to make and easy to freeze. If they're too thick when you defrost them, add more broth. Roasted vegetable soup. This is my favorite kind of fall soup. It's a great way to celebrate the harvest. Carrots are associated with success, especially physical success, Squash, with blessing and awareness of other realms. Peppers carry protective energy. Tomatoes are associated with health, love, and protection. Sweet potatoes are associated with love. And onions and garlic with protection. This recipe serves 6. What you need: 1 large onion peeled, 8 medium carrots peeled, 1 small butternut squash peeled and seeded, 4 medium red bell peppers stemmed and seeded, 3 large tomatoes seeded, 4 medium sweet potatoes peeled, 4 large parsnips peeled, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh rosemary, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/2 head garlic, cloves peeled, 5 cups stock, chicken or vegetable. 1. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. 2. Chop the vegetables into 2-inch chunks. 3. In a large bowl, toss the vegetables with the olive oil and then spread on a large baking dish. Sprinkle with the rosemary and add salt and pepper. 4. Place in the oven and roast for 1 hour. Then add the garlic cloves, stir, and return to the oven for another 45 minutes. 5. Remove from the oven and transfer vegetables to a large bowl. Pour stock into the roasting pan and deglaze it, scraping up any gooey or browned bits. Pour the stock into the bowl with the roasted vegetables. 6. If you have a blender, liquidize the soup in small batches and pour the puree into a large saucepan. Otherwise, put the vegetables and stock directly into the pan and use an immersion blender to puree the soup. Thin the consistency out with more stock if desired. If it's too thin, let it simmer longer to evaporate some of the extra liquid. Taste and adjust seasoning to your preference. 7. Serve hot with fresh bread. You can add a dollop of sour cream or Greek yogurt to your bowl of soup if you like. Leek and potato soup. Leeks are underrated. Potatoes carry protective energy, while leeks are part of the onion family, associated with health and clearing negativity. For a dairy-free vegan version, replace the butter with olive oil and use coconut milk instead of the whole milk. This recipe serves 4. What you need: 2 medium leeks, sliced lengthwise and soaked. 2 tablespoons butter. 1 small onion, peeled and chopped. 4 cups stock, chicken or vegetable. 8 medium potatoes, peeled and cubed. 1 bay leaf. 1 sprig fresh thyme. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 1 cup whole milk. Heavy cream, optional. 2 tablespoons minced chives or green onions. Grated cheddar cheese, optional. 1. Remove the root end of the leek and chop the light green and white parts only, discarding the dark green tops. 2. Melt the butter in a large, heavy saucepan over medium heat. Cook the leeks and onion till soft, stirring regularly, about 10 minutes. 3. Pour stock into the pan, stirring up any browning from the bottom. Add potatoes, bay leaf, thyme, salt, and pepper, and stir again. Reduce heat to medium-low and simmer about 25 minutes. 4. Stir in milk and simmer another 15 minutes. Remove the bay leaf and the sprig of thyme. Use an immersion blender to puree the soup in the pan, or puree it in batches in a standard blender. If the soup is too thin, simmer till thicker. If too thick, add a bit of stock. Stir in a bit of heavy cream for a more luxurious soup if you like. 5. Top with minced chives and serve with fresh bread. 6. If you like cheese with your potatoes, stir in a cup of shredded cheddar cheese until it's melted for an extra treat. Gazpacho. A delicious, cool, smooth, summery treat. Float homemade Parmesan croutons on top for an extra treat. See following recipe. If your tomatoes aren't very juicy, you can add a bit of tomato or vegetable juice to the bread and vegetable mixture to help moisten them. This recipe serves 4. What you need: 1 medium cucumber, peeled and chopped. 1 medium red bell pepper, stemmed, seeded, and chopped. 1 medium green bell pepper, stemmed, seeded, and chopped. 2 pounds plum or Roma tomatoes, chopped. 2 cloves garlic, peeled and minced. 1/4 cup peeled, chopped red onion.